Welcome to We the People. Multilingualism is something that reflects the multiculturalism of India. One would imagine that language wars should be redundant in a country as diverse as India. One would think that the English-Hindi debate was settled a long time back. But yet, this past week, we have seen the battle between English and Hindi, and it is often still positioned as that, surface again. This time it's hit the civil services exams. We have seen street protests by aspirants who are saying that a certain part of the exam that tests English comprehension and English language skills is actually a bias against Hindi medium schools. On We the People today, we're looking at the language debate. Is Hindi something that has been marginalized by English, often dubbed the language of privilege and elitism? Or is English the inevitable bridge language of India? Also, more to the point, around the UPSC and the civil services exam, is English a must-have skill to be a good bureaucrat? Like I said, this is an issue that surfaced in Parliament as well. But before we get the political responses, I'd like to start with TSR Subramaniam, somebody who has been at the highest levels of government. What do you make, sir? Somebody from the south of the Vindhya, certainly, you're from Tamil Nadu. Perhaps you find this whole Hindi-English debate actually mystifying in some ways. But as it applies to your service, the bureaucracy, what do you make of these present protests? And we're going to hear from some of the protesters here, the aspirants here, who feel they're being biased against. What do you say, sir?
Barka, I have sort of my foot on both camps, or on foot on 7-8 camps, because yes, I am no naturalized Uttar Pradesh wala. So I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not so much from Tamil Nadu.
You were a Tamilian who was a UP wala.
And when I went to UP for the first time to join service, I didn't know a single word of Hindi. Which is the background. Let me just spend a half a minute or 1 minute on the general question, and 1 minute on the two questions you raised. 1 minute on the examination.
Okay.
On the general question, my best judgment now is that about 95% of government business in India is done in Hindi. Nearly in every
95%
state,
of government maybe business
90,
is done in
I
Hindi.
Could be wrong, maybe 90. Nearly in every state, in Karnataka, in Tamil Nadu, in West Bengal, in Maharashtra, in Gujarat, you name the state, nearly in every state the language has to be both written language and language of meetings and language of etc. The issue is only basically about Government of India. In Government of India, out of 35-40 lakh government servants, something like 70% belong to two departments, Railways and P&T, Post and Telegraph. And both of these have a pan-India kind of a reach. Both of them require some English elsewhere. Having said that, once you come to higher levels, Deputy Secretary and above, that is where the interaction takes place between states. You can't have a Government of India meeting, like a UN meeting with seven translators. Number one. Number two, the spoken Hindi is quite different from written Hindi. And therefore, in written officialese, it must be absolutely accurate. You can see, you can speak vaguely, you can be ambivalent while speaking, but you've got to be accurate. So I think, plus the language of United Nations, the lingua franca all over the world, at higher levels, there is a large contact all over the place.
Are you
including
contradicting,
in China,
are you contradicting
including
yourself?
In Korea. I'm not contradicting. Therefore, at higher levels, there is definitely a need not only for intra-Indian, not only for pan-Indian, and also international. Only one sentence about the examination part that you mentioned just now. I don't know the details very well. Three quick points.
Yes.
The UPSC is one of the few institutions in India which is still by and large pristine. By and large, nobody questions its competence. By and large, it has got a reputation. And with all due respect, sir, I don't mean it in the wrong pejorative sense. It's not politicized. I don't mean it in the wrong sense. It's not politicized. It is one of those respected agencies. I have a feeling that they have blundered a little bit this year in terms of translation, and that there has been some technical fault. I think some problems are there.
Okay.
Now, the issue you raised is about Hindi. No. The issue is that it is English versus all languages.
And not
this
just
problem
English
is not
Hindi.
Just about Hindi, all the 22 languages.
That's a fair point.
The issue is not Hindi versus the rest. And if there is a bias, I don't know about that. If there is a bias which is in favor of, shall we say, the convent kind of a school, the issue is larger education policy of India. But they should take heed for this. and make sure correctives are done. But don't throw the baby with the bathwater.
Okay.
Don't condemn it and say that they should close shop.
Okay. Keerthi Azad, where do you come in here? This is very interesting because it actually straddles both governments. This English language exam or these changes were actually introduced at the time of the UPA. The protests have swelled up at the time of the NDA. Now, most of these aspirants are coming from Bihar, UP, the Hindi heartland as it's called today, and we'll hear from some of them. They're saying that there is a bias against us. Do you empathize with them?
Yes, I do. Number one, anybody who's competing for these exams knows elementary English.
Yeah.
I mean, I have studied English medium, but my dialect, my mistakes are not correct, not that okay. Hmm. But I feel that you know elementary English, which you can use in conversation as I'm doing at the moment. Secondly, if you're coming from a particular area, particular region, particular language, if the medium is that particular regional language for that person, I think that shouldn't be a problem.
Hmm.
Because English would be elementary English for everyone, which everyone gives an exam. But the medium exams, if they are going to be in the regional language, would be much better and easier done than, you know, really having those English questions put across to students. And at times when they are translating those questions into regional languages, the language is so vague that one doesn't actually understand that what the question is.
So you don't feel that a bureaucrat going forward in the highest levels of government would need to know English?
Elementary English is good enough.
Elementary English is good enough.
Is good enough
to but be then, a successful bureaucrat.
Why not? I mean, listen. We have the legacy of the British ruling us over 200 years. So English has become a language, a medium for all of us, and we have had our own languages. So it can be a language. Elementary language, elementary exams could be given in that, and let everybody
Before I get Manish and Pavan in this, let's just put what Keerthi has said to the audience. Those of you who think that an elementary language, functional English, is enough to be a good bureaucrat and your main competence can be in another language, raise your hand. Those of you who agree that you don't necessarily need to know a lot of English. Do you agree?
Yes, I do actually, because I do agree with him that you don't need to be very, very good with English. You don't need a giant vocabulary. You just need to be able to communicate. As Mr. Subramaniam pointed out here, if it's communication between two different states, you're not going to sit there and discuss Hamlet. You're just going to get the point across.
But the point is, how do you define what is an elementary language of English? Manish, come in there and then I want to hear, are there any aspirants here who have a problem? Yeah, can I just get some space here? All right, Manish, go ahead.
I think with all due respects to protagonists on both sides, Barkha, this is both a sterile and a redundant debate. I think the apparitions of the entire language controversy were buried and successfully so way back in the 60s. So to resurrect it in any manner is really trying to unnecessarily dig up the past. If you look at it, the lingua franca of the world is today neither English nor French nor Spanish. It's actually binary. The language of the internet is really binary if you break it down into what it really is.
Yeah.
So therefore, to say that in today's day and age, you do not require some skills, and you were absolutely correct. How do you define them? Elementary, rudimentary, basic, primitive, in English. To not only be able to communicate, you know, intersea between India, but more importantly, even to communicate with the world, because after all, you not only have central government officials, but even state government officials who are dealing with foreign investors.
So hang on, are you saying it's a redundant debate or are you saying some English is necessary?
Well, in the sense, this whole debate about English, Kwe, Hindi or the other regional languages is really a redundant debate. The fact is that you require English because that is, you know, the official language of India as constitutionally recognized.
Well, we have two official languages, English and Hindi. The fact is, Keerthi, just define for a moment when you said functional knowledge, elementary knowledge is enough. How do we define it? What is
that? I'm talking to you. You're talking to me.
Huh.
Aren't you? We're understanding each other.
But should you have to clear a basic test for your English language skills?
That is something that could be taken up, that could be decided. But if a person has to answer questions, somebody coming, say, maybe from Bihar, has to come and answer in a medium, English medium, he might find it difficult. A person coming in from Tamil Nadu who might not be well versed with English.
Can we just hear from somebody who is facing, I think, that question before him? Aap bataiye ki aap shayad civil services ke liye is saal baithne ja rahe hain?
Ji haan.
Aur aap ek saal se protest kar rahe hain. Kis baat ko lekar?
ये जो हिंदी मीडियम और जो अन्य वर्नाकुलर लैंग्वेज है जिसके साथ भेदभाव हो रहा है, मीडियम सही बात है, मीडियम एक कम्युनिकेशन का जरिया है, न कि योग्यता मापने का जरिया है.
करेक्ट.
और अगर योग्यता ही मापने का होता तो न जर्मनी आगे निकलती, न जापानी निकलती, वो अपने ओन लैंग्वेज से कितने आगे प्रोग्रेस कर रहे हैं. आज कई कंट्री में अंग्रेजी बोल जा रही, लेकिन ये भी इक्विवेलेंट तो जापान हो गया आपका, चाइना हो गया, चाहे जर्मनी हो गया, ये कहीं से पीछे नहीं है क्योंकि वो ओन लैंग्वेज है.
पर यहाँ पर कहा जाता है कि एक कोई ऐसी ओन लैंग्वेज है नहीं हमारे पास, मतलब वी डोंट हैव वन लैंग्वेज. जो आपने जिन कंट्रीज के आपने उदाहरण दिए उनमें शायद एक भाषा है, जो और कई सारे देश है उनका लिंग्विस्टिक बेसिस है टू एग्जिस्ट. इंडिया में ऐसा नहीं है.
मैम एक कहीं भी रिक्शे वाला भी होगा जो कहीं टूरिस्ट स्पॉट पे है वो भी इंग्लिश बोल लेता है. हम लोग भी आते हैं, हम लोग को भी लैंग्वेज में आप जो जैसे बोल रहे हो वैसे हम लोग समझ लेते हैं
जी,
समझ लेते हैं. हमको एक हैबिटेट चाहिए, हमको ट्रेनिंग दीजिए. अगर सिलेक्शन लैंग्वेज के बेस पे हम हमारे साथ डिस्क्रिप्शन कीजिए, हमको ट्रेनिंग दीजिए. जैसे अब जब बैंकिंग जब आया था तो वहां पे मैक्सिमम जो एम्प्लॉय थे वो कंप्यूटर नहीं जानते,
आप कह रहे हैं ये
ट्रेनिंग दिया, आज की डेट में क्या बैंकिंग नहीं चल रही?
आप कह रहे हैं एक अंग्रेजी बायस है, आप कह रहे हैं एक अंग्रेजी बायस है.
जी
पवन, लेट्स ब्रिंग यू इन. या
नो नो, आई मस्ट से आई डिसएग्री विद मनीष हियर. इट्स नॉट अ डेड इशू बिकॉज इट्स अफेक्टिंग द लाइव्स एंड एस्पिरेशन ऑफ अ ग्रेट मेनी यंग पीपल. The truth, Barka, is that English has traditionally become a language of social exclusion.
A language of
and
privilege.
And the upper crust of India presides over this linguistic apartheid, and the rest of them are victims.
And you know that all of us in this room could be described as such.
No, well, you could be, and the rest are victims. The rest are victims or aspirants. Now, the question is that when I gave the exam for the Foreign Service, please allow me 20 yes. seconds on this.
Yeah.
Half the batch of the Foreign Service came from St. Stephen's, merely because we could give the language examination papers in those times only in English, and it was an extremely undemocratic and unfair system.
How many Stephanians?
What are you doing today?
How many
Stephanians are here?
How many Stephanians are here? Far too many. Far too
so,
many. But yeah.
So the point I'm making is.
But it's an important
just
point.
Let me finish this because you know it's important. Amarkar, give me 30 seconds more. What has happened today is that you allow aspirants to give the exam in any of the recognized languages. Now, in 2011, you introduced the CSAT.
Yeah.
Out of 80 questions, 45 are in a certain form of English, which is completely against the rights of those who have not studied in English medium
school. But doesn't the debate...
And are not from a certain social background.
But doesn't the debate...
But doesn't the debate
come down to a more fundamental question rather than the technicality of this exam, which is that is English a tool that a good bureaucrat
I'll
needs?
I'll tell you. Let me answer that question and let me give you just this.
Okay.
You see, statistics show you, Barka. In 2008, I'm just giving you... Yeah. These are very important, sir, for this debate. Yeah. In 2008, 98 students who gave the exam in Tamil qualified. In 2011, when you introduced CSAT, it was 14. Kannad, 11, 2008, 2011, 5. Telugu, 117, 2008, 2011, 29.
Okay.
Hindi, 5,082. 1,682 in 2011. And look at what has happened in the reverse. English, 2008, 5,817. 2011, 9,203.
So those who are comfortable with English are getting an advantage. Now the point is, Manish, because you said that English is the language in a sense of business, is that wrong? Is it wrong that more English language people are doing better in the civil services exam?
Well, Barka, with no offense meant, and I speak absolutely in my personal capacity, and this is a fact which goes across the board.
Yeah.
That there is a certain partisan and a certain proverbial prerogative which is given by those who check papers in regional languages, you know, in order to promote that particular language. You know, this is not something which is not very widely known, but it is unfortunately not spoken. But that is not really the issue. You see, the question is whether we like it or not. You require English not only to be able to communicate, but also to be able to try and see that India gets its proper representation in the Committee of Nations.
Just put a contrarian argument out there. If our politicians can hold very senior positions without necessarily being proficient in English, and we do have many such politicians, why is there an expectation, Ashok Vajpayee, of a bureaucrat to know English?
Well, let's put the civil service into the broader social context.
Framework, yeah.
There are three areas where Indian languages dominate: religion, politics, and media. In spite of the prestige that English media occupies, in terms of numbers, effect, popularity.
Sure.
So how is it that civil service will be an island in which will not reflect
the same hierarchies that exist in the society?
The second point, if you look at the questions, these questions are really biased in favor of those who have studied management.
But that's a different debate. It's not a language debate.
Then you translate it. Very weird. Unpardonably bad.
Google type translation.
Anybody who has translated it.
Literal translation.
Immediately.
I agree.
Yeah.
It says land reform. The Hindi version says Arthik Sudhar. It says the steel plant. The Hindi version says Lohe Ka Ped.
Steel plant.
This, you see, idiomatic. In fact,
But the heart of the debate, and Mr. Subramanian, you wanted to come in, then I want to move down the panel, is what Ashok Vajpayee says is interesting. He's saying that the civil services will also reflect the larger bias of the society around, and in the society around, English is the language of aspiration, it's the language of mobility, it's the language of class, it's the language of privilege, but there are also people who are aspiring to that privilege.
Not so much. I go to Missouri for lectures 4 times a year.
Yeah.
I don't think that elitist kind of, this whole historical. Not anymore. You go to state after state, you find that they are well merged with society. The language of administration...
You're saying people don't want to learn English anymore to move on?
I think the two issues are important.
Huh?
It is not enough to have a nodding familiarity at higher levels. You have to be extremely precise in what you write. We are not conversing. Sitting in secretariat, you are drafting laws and regulations, etc. You can't be casual about it. So, at a certain level for certain people, number one. Number two, Joint Secretary onwards, not just the External Affairs Ministry.
Yeah.
With modern technology, nearly every ministry and every state also is in touch with business houses, is in touch with universities, is in touch with international organizations on a constant basis.
Language of English is irrelevant.
I think knowledge is important at a higher level, number one. We should not confuse the two debates. The two debates is language policy, role of English at the lower levels of administration, there's no question. It's settled now. It's only higher levels, should English be required and how much is required. The other debate is, I agree there is a point here, don't throw the baby with the bathwater. They should be told clearly to improve the translation. There is clearly a bias, probably against numerical, but that is in a modern world. Probably economics is also turning So I think to some extent we should not overblow this debate. Don't forget, this is the first of 6 or 7 steps for that.
But you know, for me, the debate around the UP, around the civil services, is only emblematic of a larger debate that does English occupy this pride of place? Kirti, do you agree with TSR? I saw you nodding in agreement. Now you don't need to be an Angrezi wala to get ahead in life.
I do not agree with Mr. Subramanian.
It hasn't gone. Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Because once he gave an example of the courts. You know, there are poor people going in from real rural areas to the civil courts, and then they go up to High Court and from there to Supreme Court. All the judgments are in English. And the kind of language that is used, that even his lawyer doesn't want to say, because he's taken his money, whether he's won or lost, he's not interested. He simply says, "Ho gaya, jaiye aap." And then he comes back to people like us and he wants us to translate and tell him as to what is the verdict that has been given. So these are also matters that have to be taken up seriously.
Don't reopen the debate.
I want to say
huge wounds. If you open up the house of certain languages, don't reopen old wounds. Now they're very big.
But sir, whether it's Jay Lalita this week saying I don't want a compulsory Sanskrit,
don't reopen old wounds.
Whether it's the circular,
Sanskrit is closer to English.
The debate is about our languages as against English.
Let's not pretend this debate is old, because one day after the NDA took over, it reissued a circular of the UPA that said that in Hindi-speaking states, all ministers and bureaucrats should tweet in Hindi. You've had Jayalalitha this week opposing a compulsory Sanskrit week. Aap kuch kehna chahe?
मैम सबसे पहले तो बताना चाहूंगा ये मूवमेंट हम ही लोगों ने शुरू किया है और ये बेसिक डिबेट है कि यूपीएससी के कारण ये आई है।
तो लेकिन आप बताइए कि आप सोचते हैं कि एक अंग्रेजी की फंक्शनल नॉलेज नेसेसरी?
मैम बिल्कुल नेसेसरी है, लेकिन मैं मनीष सर से एक सवाल पूछना चाहूंगा, इंडिया में कितनी परसेंट पॉपुलेशन है जो इंग्लिश बोलती है? नॉट मोर देन 10%, बट सी द रिप्रेजेंटेशन,
वो भी खराब बोलती है,
वो भी खराब बोलती है, एंड सी द रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ इंग्लिश
ज्यादातर
look around the country, and I'm talking about the rural hinterland, the number of, you know, surrogate private convent schools
and English coaching classes,
etc. are all symptomatic of the fact that it is the language of aspiration. After all, you have parents
who are... Oh, correct.
Oh, one second.
He's saying it should not be the language of aspiration.
Look at the quality. Or it should not be, that's a different matter. But the fact is that you have parents who are ready to sacrifice...
But Baba is arguing that this is an expression of
elitism. Manish will start with Baba Lakshmi.
That's the reality.
Okay, Pavan. One minute. Others are waiting, then I'll come back to you. Alok. Alok, as somebody who's the grandson of the acclaimed Munshi Premchand, where do you come in on this? No, because it's relevant.
It's relevant,
I'm sure, to how your thoughts were molded on the on the language issue.
Yes.
Can we escape? Are we all being too politically correct? Can we escape the fact? And for a moment, let's take what Manish is saying. Is it not true that everybody, if given a choice, would send their child to an English medium school?
See, the fact that English...
If given a choice.
The fact that English acquires has in fact got a particular kind of place in our social conjuncture is undeniable.
Yes.
You know, that it should be the case or should not be the case. It's unfortunately the case, but it is the case.
That's right.
All right. Now, I want to make 2 points about this. One is this... Basically, there are two kinds of entitlement, sense of entitlement that are at play here. See, partly the complaint is coming from the Hindiwalas, and I speak as a Hindiwala. All right, the bhedbhav argument is not a valid argument.
Why not?
I'll tell you. Quite simply, the business of examination is to take a large set of candidates and select a smaller set. There has to be some basis on which you select a smaller set from the larger set.
Wait a second.
The only question is whether the criteria you use in order to select a smaller set are relevant. One.
Okay.
Two, whether they are perceived as fair.
Okay.
Now, it will be difficult for anyone to argue that the criterion of English is irrelevant. It will be difficult to argue.
No, Kirti is arguing that one functional knowledge is enough. TSR is saying 90% of the government's work is done in Hindi, so why is there so emphasis on English?
No. I'm saying English is imperative.
At higher levels, it is not necessary.
Making a simpler point, it is relevant.
Okay.
And given that it's relevant, it seems to me one reasonable way of selecting it, except that it is perceived as unfair.
So, you are saying that to make this an allegation of discrimination is not valid?
No, on the contrary, that the act of discrimination is essential in examination. But more importantly, that the sense of unfairness here has to do with the entitlement of the English wala. And I have a very simple solution here. A very, very simple solution.
Which is?
Just as the non-English people are required to have an English component,
the English people,
Anglophone people like me and the English gabbling class, should all be required to take one Indian language.
Very fair.
One Indian language, not necessarily Hindi.
Not necessarily. One Indian language.
Can I put that in the audience? One of the things that Pavan has argued quite passionately is that this focus on English has left us a country of what did you say, of half caste. So the fact is that in this pursuit of English, we have all forgot. We are not multilingual anymore, and perhaps that is the real tragedy. Those of you who agree with Alok Rai that if there is a compulsory English section, there should also be a compulsory section for one other Indian language, raise your hand. and I think that has sizable agreement. Chandraman Prasad,
Barkha,
you however,
Barkha, हाँ जी, विदेश इंग्लैंड से तो आई नहीं कि हमें एक भाषा सीखनी है।
अरे
जो तमिलनाडु में रहता है वो तमिल जानता ही होगा, जो कन्नड़ा में रहता है वो कन्नड़ जानता ही होगा।
ऐसा नहीं होता, you would be surprised।
जो अंग्रेजी जानता है वो और कुछ नहीं जानता।
जो
ऐसा नहीं, अपनी मातृभाषा में बोलना तो जानता
होगा। अंग्रेजी भी नहीं जानता
और अंग्रेजी भी
बट ये
जानने की इच्छा भी नहीं रखता।
मिस्टर सुब्रमण्यम सेड दैट a lot of work at joint secretary and above is done in English.
It is useful.
Barkha, no. The howlers on English notings in the bureaucracy would make the most humorous book ever.
Pavan, I'm not saying all the work is done very well. I'm saying work is done there.
So then the question is, why should badly spoken English become the lingua franca of India?
They can't do the work in 20 languages.
Okay, but I think this is an interesting point that Kirti says that, अरे हम सब जानते हैं एक और भाषा, लेकिन किस लेवल पर जानते हैं? I think would we be able to clear a test that actually checks our comprehension on it? I'm not so sure. Chandraman Prasad, you however, ever want to build a temple, you have already laid a foundation stone to the English language. Aisa kyun?
I would like to ask, why was Constitution of India written in English and not in Magahi, Hindi, Tamil, Telugu, vagara vagara? And
although that same Constituent UPSC Assembly initially wanted to keep Hindi as
UPSC is an all India service, and candidates can be posted anywhere in India. Why should someone not knowing English aspire for an All India service? Number three, if English language is that kind of a problem, how many of you have agitated that all science and mathematics books should be translated into Hindi, Tamil, Magahi, Tagahi, Pagahi? And fourth, the people like us would name their dogs and cats in English. They would communicate with their dogs. How are Tommy? Tommy bad? Tommy good? These are the people who talk to with their dogs.
But Chandrabhanji,
आप इस गंभीरता को ले जा रहे हैं, ये तरीका नहीं है बात करने का, कुत्ते को ऐसे बोलते हैं। प्लीज
नेम द डॉग्स इन इंग्लिश,
प्लीज।
वो तो हिगारत से भी हो सकता है।
महोदय ऐसे ना बात करें।
सीरियस सवाल ये है कि चंद्रभान जी अभी आई थिंक इज ट्राइंग टू से दैट दो दैट एवरीबॉडी इज एस्पायरिंग टू इंग्लिश एंड इट्स हिपोक्रिटिकल टू सजेस्ट अदरवाइज।
देखिए अभी आपने कहा, मैं तो हिंदी में ही बोलूंगा क्योंकि भाषा के ऊपर बहस हो रही है। अभी आपने कहा था कि हमारे पास ऐसी कोई भाषा नहीं है जो कि एक लिंक लैंग्वेज हो, एक जोड़ भाषा हो, पूरे देश को जोड़ती हो अंग्रेजी के अलावा। मैं केवल दो छोटे छोटे आंकड़े आपके सामने रखूंगा। 1960 की सेंसस पर नजर डालिए, पूरे दक्षिण भारत में जब लोगों से ये पूछा गया कि आपकी दूसरी प्रायोरिटी वाली लैंग्वेज, दूसरी प्राथमिकता वाली भाषा कौन सी है, तो उसमें से लगभग 1% लोगों ने भी हिंदी का नाम नहीं लिया। लेकिन जब 1990 के सेंसस पर नजर डालिए, जब 1990 में सेंसस हुआ और उसमें लोगों से फिर यही सवाल पूछा गया, तो ये देख के बहुत ताज्जुब होता है कि पूरे दक्षिण भारत में, जो कि पूरी तरीके से गैर हिंदी इलाका है, मैं मराठी, गुजराती, उड़िया, असम की बात नहीं कर रहा हूं जहां हिंदी का प्रभाव पहले से मौजूद है, या महाराष्ट्र की बात नहीं कर रहा हूं, पूरे दक्षिण भारत में बड़े पैमाने पर लोगों ने कहा कि हिंदी उनकी दूसरी प्राथमिकता वाली भाषा है, अपनी मातृभाषा तमिल, तेलुगु और कन्नड़ और मलयालम के अलावा।
ओके,
केवल तमिलनाडु में ये सीन, तमिलनाडु में नजारा, एक मिनट, तमिलनाडु में नजारा थोड़ा कमजोर लगता है, लेकिन पिछले 30 साल में अब उसके बाद से 2 सेंसस और हो चुके हैं।
इससे क्या कंक्लूजन निकलता
इससे
है?
इससे कंक्लूजन ये निकलता है कि हिंदी पूरे देश में एक जबरदस्त लिंक लैंग्वेज बनने की तरफ बढ़ रही है। उसकी अब हिंदी, अब मैं कहता हूं, जब मैं हिंदी कहता हूं तो केवल मैं हिंदी नहीं कहता हूं, हिंदी, पंजाबी, उर्दू, हिंदुस्तानी और इन,
बट दैट वुड सीम लाइक एन एक, दैट वुड सीम लाइक द डोमिनेंस ऑफ द नॉर्थ ओवर द साउथ।
अगर भाषाओं को मिला दिया जाए तो ये एक जायंट स्पीच कम्युनिटी बनती है।
लेकिन अभी जी इसमें ये सवाल भी खड़ा होता है। अन्ना दुराई ने पहले कहा था कि इफ न्यूमेरिकल स्ट्रेंथ इज द मेजर ऑफ इट देन द क्रो वुड बी द नेशनल बर्ड नॉट द पीकॉक।
तो बात
भी रखना पड़ेगा।
बात पूरी खत्म नहीं हुई, बात पूरी खत्म नहीं, प्लीज बात पूरी खत्म नहीं हुई, मैं उसकी बात ही नहीं कर रहा हूँ। जिस वक्त तमिलनाडु के अंदर हिंदी विरोधी हिंसा हो रही थी, दंगे हो रहे थे, जिसका नेतृत्व करुणानिधि के हाथ में था, इसमें 60 लोग मारे गए थे और रोज आगजनी हो रही थी, उसमें द्रमुक के नेताओं ने, अन्नादुराई ने स्पष्ट निर्देश दिया था कि किसी भी हिंदी प्रचारणी, दक्षिण भारतीय हिंदी प्रचारणी सभा के दफ्तर पर हमला न किया जाए। हम हिंदी के प्रचार के खिलाफ नहीं है,
बिल्कुल
हम हिंदी को फोकने के खिलाफ है, बस दक्षिण भारत का जो हिंदी विरोधी आंदोलन है वो भी दरअसल हिंदी
विरोधी। मैं एक और कॉम्प्लेक्स सवाल उठा रही हूँ कि इस कंट्री में कोई लिंक लैंग्वेज हो सकती है ना इंग्लिश ना हिंदी, मुझे तो लगता है कोई भी नहीं हो सकती।
बरखा
नहीं, नहीं हो सकती
बरखा, बरखा इनकी स्टेटिस्टिक्स करेक्ट स्टेटिस्टिक्स हैं। हिंदी का अपोजिशन जितना था 30 साल पहले उतना कम हो गया, लेकिन अगर इस सब्जेक्ट को आप रीओपन करो नेशनली वापस जाएगा उस नंबर पे। Be very careful. It will happen automatically.
Yeah, Manish, and then I have to make a question.
No, no, no. Two more short points. Don't confuse national language policy with policy for higher administration.
Isn't it connected? Manish, quickly, I'll ask you some questions.
The question is that if over a period of time, you know, census shows that there is a gradual acceptance of Hindi, then let the natural progression take place on its own. The moment you try and, you know, inject even a measure of coercion into it, I agree with Mr. Subramaniam, you will reopen old wounds and tear this country asunder.
Abhay sir, I'm really glad you brought this point up, but it's just that I'm young and I choose to live in today. So 1960 census might have said that, you know, we all wanted in Hindi, but today I lived in Bangalore for 14 months, no one wants to speak in Hindi. Tamil Nadu, no one wants to speak in Hindi, it's all English. So it's actually broken down to three questions. Considering UPSC also gets to IFS, goes to IFS, IAS, and as sir rightly pointed out, at higher levels, it is English, right? So are we one agreeing? Is it right to say that, you know, English is a requirement for at least basic?
Can I ask you something? You said no one wants to speak Hindi. Do you speak any other language apart from English?
I उर्दू बोलता हूं मैं, काफी अच्छी बोल लेता हूं अपने हिसाब से।
मैं छोटी सी बात कहूंगा
अपनी छोटी सी बात खत्म कर दूं। तो मैं ये कह रहा था,
आपका स्टेटमेंट खत्म हो गया।
तो मैं ये कह रहा था आपसे कि अब जो है जमाना थोड़ा बदल गया है। उस टाइम सेल्फ रिलायंस का मामला चल रहा था, आजकल इंटरनेशनल इंटीग्रेशन का मामला चल रहा है। तो इंग्लिश जो है जाननी बहुत जरूरी है, चाहे आप बिजनेस में हो चाहे आप गवर्नमेंट में हो। उसके अलावा ईमेल जो होता है हिंदी में नहीं होता, जबकि बाइनरी लैंग्वेज है इंटरनेट पे, लेकिन इंग्लिश की योग्यता होनी जरूरी होती
है।
Okay, so are we actually going to politicize this entire thing?
मैं आपकी बात से पूरी तरह सहमत हूँ, केवल दो छोटी छोटी बातें कहूंगा। पहली बात तो ये है कि जब ये कहा जा रहा है तो अंग्रेजी पढ़ने लिखने के खिलाफ कोई स्टेटमेंट नहीं दिया जा रहा है, नंबर एक बात। दूसरी बात यह है कि आप तमिलनाडु में जाइए, तमिलनाडु में अगर आप सिर्फ अंग्रेजी बोलते हैं तो आप मद्रास में रास्ता नहीं पूछ सकते। अगर आप हिंदी जानते हैं तो आप मद्रास में रास्ता नहीं भूल सकते, आपको कोई ना कोई रास्ता जरूर बता देगा। मैं आपको यकीन दिलाता
मेरे ख्याल से जो मैंने शुरू में कहा था, जो अपने प्रारंभ में कहा था, उसको लोग शायद समझ नहीं पाए।
पर ये जो सर्कुलर एनडीए ने इशू किया, जो यूपीए का पुराना सर्कुलर था, दैट यू नो ऑल मिनिस्टर्स इन हिंदी स्पीकिंग स्टेट्स शुड ट्वीट इन हिंदी, देयर इज एन इंप्रेशन, मे बी बिकॉज यू हैव अ प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो हु स्पीक्स अ लॉट इन हिंदी एट होम, देयर इज एन इंप्रेशन कि बीजेपी के टेन्योर के दौरान हिंदी पर ज्यादा एम्फोसिस दिया जाएगा।
हिंदी के साथ में जितनी भी प्रांतीय भाषाएं हैं सबका सम्मान किया जाएगा, भारत की भाषाएं हैं। अगर आप दक्षिण में जाइएगा तो आपको कन्नड़ है, तमिल है, मलयालम है, वो आप सब सुन सकते हैं, तेलुगु है, आप वह सारी भाषाएं हैं। हाँ। तो किसी भाषा के साथ कोई वो नहीं किया जा रहा है कि हिंदी किसी के ऊपर थोपा हाँ। जा रहा है। मेरा केवल यह कहना है कि हर एक प्रांत की जो अपनी प्रांतीय भाषा है हाँ। अष्टम सूची में है, जो एक शेड्यूल में है।
थ्री लैंग्वेज पॉलिसी वाज द पॉलिसी वी वर मेंट टू फॉलो, इंग्लिश, हिंदी एंड वन रीजनल लैंग्वेज।
ठीक है, परफेक्ट। तो उसमें अपनी अपनी जगह का अपना रीजनल लैंग्वेज आ गया उसका। तो मेरा केवल इतना कहना, मैं केवल कंप्लीट
कर रहा हूं, ने ठीक से फॉलो नहीं किया
तीन लैंग्वेज
भाषी, दूसरी भारतीय भाषा सीखने में कोताही करते हैं, वो अनिच्छुक है। ये उनका दोष है।
हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू,
मैंने कंप्लीट ही नहीं कर पाया।
चंद्रमान, यू विल आस्क योर क्वेश्चन बट कीर्ति विल फिनिश हिज पॉइंट।
मैंने जो कहा कि प्रांतीय भाषाएं अपनी लोग उसमें लें, जो अलग अलग प्रश्न पत्र आते हैं
जी,
वह प्रश्न पत्र अगर उनकी भाषा में तो कोई सवाल ही बात नहीं है। और अंग्रेजी का आप एक ग्रामर का रख लीजिए और एक अंग्रेजी का
लैंग्वेजेस ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस, आप कह रहे हैं कि अपनी अपनी भाषा में ले। आई थिंक
आई सेड एलिमेंट्री इंग्लिश यू शुड नो एंड यू शुड से कि कहां तक होना चाहिए, बात खत्म हो गया।
मेनी ऑफ यू,
नोबडी इज टेकिंग अवे इंग्लिश और आई एम अगेंस्ट
इट। मेनी ऑफ यू हैव बीन इन गवर्नमेंट, पवन, डू यू नॉट नीड, कैन यू से, एंड आई थिंक देयर अलोक हैज अ पॉइंट, this is, we're not talking randomly about the country, we're talking about the business of government. Now, as I understand it, we have two official languages, English and Hindi. Are we going to say that it doesn't matter whether you can speak either of these, you can take your exam in whatever language you know?
No, you must. I want to answer you. Can
must
I
have elementary, yes, can please I answer me. Please answer
see,
me.
See, Barkha, you, the evangelism in favor of one particular language, including Hindi,
is a problem.
May reopen precisely the kind of past we've put behind us. We need to respect all our languages. That issue is different from creating a level playing field for aspirants who wish to become government servants.
Okay.
Because they are being tested for their competence as bureaucrats, not for their knowledge of English. And I believe...
And you're saying the two are unconnected. You're saying the two are unconnected. Okay, your question here.
Sir, my simple question is that why are these two unconnected? We have seen that our professionals get an edge over the Chinese because they cannot speak in English in the international foray. Which is considered to be an institution that has to portray excellence. Why should this modicum of English
be translators?
Yeah.
Or are people who are doing this kind of back-end jobs?
Okay, Chandraman had a question.
Pavan has raised a far more fundamental question. You know, if you are actually going to be grooming administrators, then why do you need to test them for psychology and sociology and maths and Sanskrit and, you know, various other things? I think it's completely redundant to the entire science of administration.
So you're
you
saying
need
you
to change
test
the entire
anything.
Paradigm of how you select your administrators.
Chandraman, your question
I
then.
I would like to ask a simple question from the audience. Once you become parents, how many of you are going to say that my child will study in Hindi school? How many of you? Please raise
at least Bal Bharti.
When you become
मुझे ये नहीं लगता कि सभी इंग्लिश मीडियम स्कूल में भेजना चाहेंगे क्योंकि मीडियम तो एक अभिव्यक्ति का माध्यम है और ज्ञान प्राप्त करने का एक जरिया है.
एंड सर वंस यू बिकम कलेक्टर आई एम श्योर यू विल चूज बेस्ट इंग्लिश मीडियम स्कूल.
देखिए दिल्ली में एक विद्यालय है सरदार पटेल विद्यालय.
जी जी
बहुत अच्छे अंग्रेजी बोलने वाले घरों लोग भी चाहते हैं जो सरदार पटेल विद्यालय में अपने बच्चे को दाखिल कराए क्योंकि वहां शुरू में अब शिक्षा हिंदी मीडियम से होती है अंग्रेजी मीडियम से नहीं होती है.
ओके दिस बॉय हियर इज फ्रॉम सरदार पटेल सो आई विल अलाउ हिम एन आंसर. डिड यू लर्न कंपल्सरी हिंदी टिल क्लास 5?
क्लास टिल क्लास 5 आई डिड.
इजंट दैट अ बेटर मॉडल?
इट इज मच बेटर.
Here you are.
That's in English today. I choose to speak in English today.
And all research shows. All research shows, Barkha, that if you are first,
Barkha is that all the biggest language chauvinists in this country have all sent their children to English medium schools.
That is a good point. Need to come in on that. You said elementary English. But isn't it true, as Chandrabhan Prasad says, that jahan par option ho, as parents, we would all want to send our children to English medium schools because we recognize that there are hierarchical advantages, economic advantages, international advantages.
Jobs.
Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
You talk about what percentage of people who can go to English school and afford to send their children to school.
Now,
when I see, I as a public representative, as a public representative, and Manish would also agree to me to an extent, well, Punjab is a very well-to-do state from where he comes. But I as a public representative coming in from Bihar, I've seen the state of affairs as far as the schools are concerned and the poverty. Not many of them can even send their children to school. Forget about English medium schools.
Agar option ho,
you first give them education, then only you can give them option.
Okay, there's a question here. I believe you coach IAS aspirants, is that correct?
So my question is that isn't it the state's responsibility to create a meritocratic society wherein equal opportunity
education
to become
policy,
unequal.
Education
then
policy.
You can compete with the others. The other thing is that
education
that
policy.
Suppose you are saying a fish to ride a tree and you are compelling an elephant to swim with the fish. Is it feasible?
I want Alok to take this question because you said ki as an Hindi wala, there is a discrimination, yes, but every exam sets certain criteria. Ye kehte hain ki this is goes militates against meritocracy.
Well, it depends on, no, hang on a second.
Yeah.
The only question is, what I mean, how you define merit for administration, I don't know. Other,
but Manish is a good point. If you don't test on Angrezi, then what do you test on the rest of the things?
How does that follow?
What is relevant to being a functioning bureaucrat? I think that an efficient bureaucrat.
I think
I'm coming there.
Being tested.
Bureaucrat where?
And
where?
In village or in Delhi or in you and
your
bureaucrat
natural,
where?
Your natural career will take you through all these roles.
Only the higher bureaucrat, only 5%
of civil servants in this country make it to Delhi.
Okay.
90%
English may well not be necessary in 90% places.
It's not necessary.
I'm not saying it's necessary. Is it relevant? Is it one way of discriminating? But this, because discrimination is of the essence of examination. I'm trying to get this point through.
Yeah.
Discrimination is of the essence. The point is unfair discrimination is what we are talking about. Now this unfair
is it unfair or not?
Right. Now hang on a second. I think it is unfair.
You do think
I think it is unfair.
Okay.
No. The point is, and this unfairness can be corrected by demanding a similar linguistic
I
competence
think that's a fair
from
solution.
Any of speakers. You Simple.
But not really a question, but this is a case of situational irony, because we have two bureaucrats here, Ashok Vajpayee and Pawan Varma, who are known to the world for being exceptional translators from Hindi to English and vice versa.
Therefore, what's the irony?
What is the irony?
Yeah.
This whole debate. Excuse me, I think when it comes to languages, we are looking at equipping ourselves to be someone in the world, nothing more. So we cannot use the word elementary. Let's not say that. Let us not say that a government servant is fine if he just has an elementary knowledge of English. No. Do not bring down the status of a government servant by saying that. Let us say that whatever language he knows, let him know it well. And if he equips himself in English, he is able to stand head and shoulders above the crowds, like Ashok Vajpayee and Pawan Varma.
I think that's a great point. Why say
it's not a good point.
मुझे बहुत बुरा लगता है कि जब मैं आपसे हिंदी में ये सवाल पूछ रही हूँ, मुझे सेल्फ कॉन्शियसनेस होती है कि मेरी हिंदी अच्छी होगी या
नहीं। कोई बात नहीं,
मुझे होती है। क्यों बात कर रही हूँ मैं, ये क्यों बात कर रही हूँ? क्योंकि मैं चाहती हूँ कि मैं हिंदी उसी प्रोफिशिएंसी के साथ बोलूँ जिस प्रोफिशिएंसी के साथ मैं अंग्रेजी बोल सकती हूँ। और मुझे कई बार अपने पेरेंट्स में बहुत गुस्सा आता है कि प्रोग्रेसिव बनाने के चक्कर में कोई और भाषा ही नहीं समझाई। मैं पंजाबी हूँ, पंजाबी भी ठीक तरह से बोल नहीं पाती। आई एम टेलिंग यू दिस इज अ स्टेट ऑफ मेनी पीपल। ये जो कह रही है, ये कह रही है कि हर भाषा कोशिश करे, किसी भाषा को आप सीखे तो उसको अच्छी तरह से, जिस तरह से वो बोली जानी चाहिए, जिस तरह से वो लिखी जानी चाहिए, उसी तरह से आप भी सीखे।
मैं ही कह रहा हूं,
एलिमेंट्री नॉलेज
यहाँ जो बहस हो रही है, इस बात पे नहीं हो रही है कि अंग्रेजी कितनी अच्छी आनी चाहिए एक ब्यूरोक्रेट को। मेरा मानना
ये भी एक पार्ट ऑफ डिबेट है
ना। मेरा बहस इस बात पे हो रही है कि अंग्रेजी में जो परीक्षा ली जाती है यूपीएससी की, अंग्रेजी में जो परीक्षा ली जाती है वो इस तरह क्यों ली जाती है कि वो दूसरी भाषाओं के माध्यम से पढ़ने वाले जो बच्चे हैं उनको उससे नुकसान होता है। ये पूरा मुद्दा इसलिए पैदा हुआ
है।
मुझे एक चीज आप बताइए,
अरबिक सीख लीजिए, स्पेनिश सीख लीजिए, कुछ भी
because English is an international language, people see that, but okay. My regional language, country's regional language,
can I answer
should
that?
Not be avoided.
Okay,
see,
Pavan.
The answer is this.
Pavan, go ahead.
Ma'am, the exam for bureaucrats is not one necessarily for literary excellence. Atal Bihari Vajpayee once said that it's a myth that the British left India as a result of the freedom movement. They left because they could not bear anymore the massacre of the English language. In India, they left. Point I'm making is, civil service exam is one to test your skill. Mr. Ashok Vajpayee, and I don't count myself in that category, has achieved a certain level of literary excellence, but with due humility, in addition to my bureaucratic role, I have written 20 books. So now, every bureaucrat does not have to become a litterateur.
Okay.
You are supposed to serve and administer.
Okay. For which? Okay.
Knowledge is good enough.
Pawan speaks English so well. It's correct that he's become a politician. Now he's left the bureaucracy.
Sir, I can speak.
No, please. Last week I went abroad. This is to answer a point made by Mr. Kirti Azad. I went abroad. The departure form, immigration form that I had filled up was in Hindi. For the first time I saw that. Are we now suggesting that in Bangalore it should be in Canaries?
Yeah.
And in departure form, only the local people can follow.
Yeah.
We have to be a little careful opening up this kind of a territory. I also went to Hong Kong, I went to Tokyo, I went to 7 countries on that trip. Every country had English along with the local language, including
and
Korea.
Can we escape that? You had a question.
It should not be about traveling, it should not be about anything of that sort. The job requirement of a bureaucrat is to solve problems, is to look at the local issues, talk to the local people, understand the needs of the community. And the proficiency in English is just a way of kind of discriminating against.
So you don't think that a bureaucrat needs to know English?
I don't think so at all. I think a bureaucrat needs to know.
90% don't need.
Here's my question to both Ashok Vajpayee and TSR Subramanian. You keep saying 90% don't need. How do we know from the beginning which 10% is going to end up in Delhi?
Yes.
Where they do need? What about those in the IFS? What about those who go into the foreign services?
All the state civil services.
I'll answer.
All the state services, they normally stay all the service life in their whole state. It is only All India services which are covered by the UPSC who have mobility all over India. It is for those people it is meant to have an additional language, English language requirement.
Okay.
It is not
okay.
For
Subramaniam.
Subramaniam, you also have state service officers who get promoted to the IAS. Yes. So therefore, they stay there whole life, is an oxymoron.
Yeah, you just now said it. They went there because they couldn't tolerate the massacre. But Lord Macaulay, Thomas Macaulay, he in his minute said that I want Indians who are Indians in blood, but in class they should be in psych, in opinion, moral and intellect, they should be English. That is why it is strived for and they succeeded to quite a great extent. Because a stitch in time saves 9, but we haven't actually stitched it. And Mr. Manish is right when he says that soft skill and spoken English institutions are brimming. They are definitely brimming because I am a soft skill instructor and I am very much aware that these institutions are brimming all over India.
Okay. The whole Macaulay thing, is colonialism relevant, Alok, to this debate at all?
100%. Deeply relevant.
Why?
Because in fact we have an Anglophone ruling class, and that Anglophone ruling class has a sense of entitlement that needs to be broken. Even though I might be confused,
Chandramohan Prasad, as somebody who also has worked for Dalit rights all your life, ye yahan jo bola ja raha hai ki ye ek elitism hai. आपको तो आइडेंटिफाई करना चाहिए कि जो ये जो प्रिविलेज
मैं दो चीजें कहना चाहूंगा
अंग्रेजी बोलो भाई हिंदी बोलो अंग्रेजी बोलो
सो दैट दे कैन अंडरस्टैंड फ्यूचर करेक्ट सी अबाउट ब्रिटिश रूल इन इंडिया आई एम द ग्रेटेस्ट क्रिटिक ऑफ ब्रिटिश रूल यू नो व्हाई दे केम टू लेट एंड लेफ्ट टू अर्ली नंबर टू
दैट हैज अ होल डिफरेंट डिबेट
वी हैव अ स्मॉल वी हैव अ लिटिल लाइफ Once we get it, we can be good if we are honest. If English is good for my children, English should be good to all of you.
Okay, there's someone here who made an effort to learn English. Tell us why.
See, till my 12th standard, I was completely in the Hindi medium and I was very much afraid of speaking in English because I was very much conscious as whether my pronunciation would be right or not. But actually, I am the activist for the persons with disabilities, and in 2011, I was supposed to go to South Korea to represent India in an international conference something. So that time, there was a kind of consciousness.
So you made it a point to learn?
I learned English pronunciation part by India Islamic Culture Center, the English house where Mr. Munawar Zama was our trainer, and I got the kind of confidence that yes.
So what difference has it made to your life now that you did this English course?
See, I am from very small town of Rajasthan and all my education was in Hindi, but I think that it should not be excused that if I am in Hindi then all I should be given a kind of concession and you know I can't learn English and you know like Hindi should be like my language. It is I should say that.
Okay. I have to start taking lost comments. Which part of the country are you from?
Ma'am, I'm from Manipur.
Okay. What do you feel? Because that's also a whole different debate, yes, in terms, exactly, of what's happening to all our other languages.
Ma'am, I'm not talking here about the most prestigious service in India, and India as a developing, as a potential, as a future leader. Are not we going to talk about the best of the best, and which is what we need today? Why can't the Indian government send their civil servants to Singapore when the Japanese government, when the Chinese government can plume and send?
So is language relevant? To find the best of the best, is language
relevant? I'm not telling that a person who could speak who speaks good English is a very good administrator or magistrate, but you know, it's an all India service. Sometimes he may be bossed in Nagaland, sometimes he may be bossed in Uttarakhand, and he needs to equip with that.
Okay, Ashok Bajpai, respond.
I sat on the selection board,
yes,
once.
Yes.
And there was a lady who,
yeah,
come from, who was a Dalit, a lady, spoke in Telugu. And we had a translator who translated. Her performance outdid the performance of all other candidates.
Okay.
Now, one. Two, these 90% civil servants, many of them from All India Services, who go to other states, do learn their language.
They have to compulsorily learn that language.
So is it a non-issue, Ashokji?
It is a non-issue to the extent that language should not become a barrier in the beginning. It should, if people want to come to Delhi and go internationally, let them learn English while in service.
Okay.
Like this girl.
Okay, last question.
My question is, the question was being asked that can India have a link language? Okay, a very simple solution to that is, why not induce both Hindi and English at the very fundamental levels of education, so that no one can say ki Hindi thopi ja rahi hai, sirf Hindi thopi ja rahi hai. Hindi.
What about other regional languages?
You can have one regional language depending on the region. And plus, mother tongue is also is always one thing which you know. If my mother is talking to me in Kannad, I obviously know Kannad. So why not just keep that aside? Both are official languages. Let's induce both of them in the very education system of India.
Okay, Pavan, is that an acceptable solution? I've got to start
the three language formula,
yeah,
is a good idea, and what has happened in Sardar Patel is good, because all research, Barkha, shows that if you are first adept and proficient in your mother tongue, you learn foreign language faster.
But in a school, how do you identify what your mother tongue is? You'll
have to let it be whatever language, but then after the sixth or eighth grade you can easily pick up English.
The three language formula also has its own perils, because the fact is that a large number of states, you know, would not really buy into it all that easily.
Yeah.
So therefore, the two language formula that we have, the regional language and English, possibly settles the lay of the land. So therefore, the moment you try and inject Hindi into it, for example, I come from a non-Hindi speaking state. You know, in Punjab, hardly any people
will speak Hindi.
So therefore, if you are going to inject Hindi into a state like Punjab, I can see the ramifications.
Alok, I've got to end, but last response to that. He's saying it should be a two language policy, not a three language one.
Well, I personally think, you know, three are better than two, and I want to get to the question of, you know, there should be that. What the question I want to pose to your audience is, what do they think would be a valid basis for discrimination, given that discrimination is required?
But and they don't seem to accept the
that
language.
Whether or not, I don't know what linguistic skill is, but linguistic skill in one or more language has traditionally been considered an index of mental ability. Test for language, more than one language.
Abhijit, last comment.
देखिए जो चंद्रभान जी जो कह रहे हैं, वो कितना भी अपने आप को अंग्रेजी वाला कहते रहे, मैं उन्हें हिंदी वाला ही मानता हूँ, लेकिन उनकी एक अंग्रेजी राजनीति है, मतलब जो
अच्छा
उनकी अंग्रेजी पॉलिटिक्स है जो वो करते हैं, उसके लिए उन्होंने धन्यवाद, लेकिन उस चक्कर में वो एक नए किस्म के ब्राह्मणवाद को बढ़ावा दे रहे हैं, जो
so
एक भाषा
kind of
ब्राह्मणिज्म
है, a new kind of elitism. Mr. Subramanian, I leave you with the last one. I don't have time, समय खत्म हो गया, I leave you with the last one.
Barkha, today this discussion has covered a whole university seminar for 6 months seminar, you have covered now. Now, Hindi is moving slowly but steadily as the national link language for the common people, unless you interfere with it. unless you now come and insist on it, it's going to happen in the next 5 to 20 years.
So that's very interesting.
What's my agreement?
No. For bureaucracy, higher bureaucracy, today, as a leading country in the world, English is imperative. Don't downplay it. Number two. Thirdly, UPSC, there are some problems there which must be sorted out. Any anti-Indian language, pro-English bias should be knocked out. Okay. And
you want to create a level playing field.
So English is an imperative, but there must be a level playing field.
I also love Indian languages, and people are already sending their kids to English medium schools. We should create museums for all Indian languages, because within 100 years, Indian language will have disappeared.
I don't think so at all. But that's a whole different debate. We'll leave it there. We wish we could have, multilingualism raises its own problems. How do you translate? For example, if we had a third language in this show today, would somebody access it? So there are many practical problems. Thank you very much. Thank you to our audience. Thank you.
Thank you.